Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Zweli. How are you doing?
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Are you well, though? Well and
you. Yes, well, and you.
Ah, fantastic, man. Can't complain. God is good all the time. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, eh?
Thank you for the platform. The sun is shining today. We're approaching spring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have a beautiful discussion.
Ah, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. Now, social media is such a huge part of our lives today. Now, is there a need for social media education in the school curriculum? I mean, we're in an era where media shapes our communication, the culture, or even politics. And really, the question looms large, if social media should actually be taught at schools.
You know, that is a very important question, and I like the discussion that was posed today, because social media is a part of our lives, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
We get information from there, we share information from there. Most of the times, we don't even look to the news for sources of information. So I'd like to start off with a quote, right, by a professor called Louis Szilard, who was the author of The Art and Living of Living Free in the Digital Age. And he says that until we prepare our children for this new dimension of daily living, we will continue doing what we have been doing, which is setting them up for failure. And I love that, because it shows that, you know, in today's age, we always have to be innovative and we always have to move with the time. As much as there's harm and bad things around us, we have to adapt and use these tools for good.
Interesting. Now, you know, whether we like it or not, I mean, it's here, social media rather, is here to stay with us. Should it even be allowed in schools at all? I mean, how is it affecting school and learning and such things at the current moment?
I mean, if we look at things for what they are right now, social media is already part of our schools. The school news is shared through social media. Promotion of school events is shared there. I mean, even virtual meetings, perhaps from even the time of COVID that introduced all of this to us, we find that social media has already been included. But now I think part of our conversation today will be, should it be included in learning? And the answer from me is yes. Of course it should. The reason why I say this is because social media gives us a different platform where we are able to engage outside of the classroom, you know, ask questions without being fearful of what others might think as well. We can share announcements and our achievements as well with others. And sometimes it's just easier for some students to participate in an online discussion, whereas in the classroom, it may not be as simple for them.
So if it were to be taught at schools and be part of a curriculum, at what point would you suggest it should be started?
Yeah, so that was actually a difficult area to navigate. Reason being that, I mean, some parents may decide to give their children phones from the middle school, meaning when they enter grade 8, or some may decide that they can use phones from the age of grade 4. However, part of that conversation, I think it's important that the whole point of us introducing social media is also so that we can find ways to monitor its use amongst our kids and also teach kids to use it effectively, the key word being effectively. So in the school system already, some children may have phones. And I think already if we introduce it gradually from grade 4, because we don't want kids now to focus on socializing online, but to still get that interaction with other kids and their teachers in classrooms, I think it would be a good way to just gradually introduce it and then make it more part of our learning from the age of high school.
What would you say, as we wrap up our conversation, our brief conversation this afternoon, what would you say are the benefits or even the pitfalls, if any, of including social media education as a formal part of the curriculum in schools?
Well, benefits include the essential skills that we learn from it. So we'd get to learn about cyberbullying. Instead of running away from it, we can actually have conversations around it, understand it. we'd also get to learn about our privacy, you know, learning about what information is dangerous to share and what information, you know, can be beneficial for you to share. Another thing that I like about social media is it develops critical thinking, because you have to evaluate information. You know, we can't just take everything as fact online. So you need to know the difference between fake news and understand biases amongst people. Mm-hmm. Another way is that in some ways, and some may argue, but you can actually learn to communicate effectively. I mean, if we have, for example, blog posts that are set up for children to use for language learning, then they get to communicate amongst each other and, in a way, overcome isolation. As much as there may be dangers, which include low self-esteem, anxiety, and depression, teachers and other learners can, you know, benefit from the information in knowing that, you know, I don't take all pieces of information as fact, understand that there are people who live differently, and to be comfortable being yourself as well. Another thing is just that building digital literacy, especially from a young age, you know, can help the job market, because children can be taught video editing skills, content creation, and just have the ability to share knowledge, you know, and learn from social media.
That's good. And then do you think that it's a skill that perhaps the learners could actually make a living out of as they get to, you know, the higher grades?
Most definitely. I mean, in the States, if you scroll through Instagram, sometimes you'll find young people using Amazon to make sales and things like that. So I think it's very beneficial for them, especially if they're using it for learning. That's why I say using social media effectively should be the keyword here, because there's a lot of opportunities out there for them, you know, that doesn't even necessarily need the school system for them to benefit from it. And it's in a way, productive learning as well. You know, you're not engaging in harmful behavior outside. And if you form this learning as part of a system where you get other individuals with different skills part of it, you also create a community around that.
Mm, beautiful. Well, I must thank you so much, my brother, for joining us here. I mean, these are very interesting discussions, because, I mean, this day and age, it's not like back some 3-4 decades ago where it was unheard of or even unthought of, because it has become the social media that is a very integral part of our lives. But hey, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you to your viewers and listeners.
Link, thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.